Apartment 205 by Mark Samuels. Read by Mark Young. Pietro Slocher awoke from a dream in which he was trapped in a dark, windowless room. It was 3 o'clock in the morning, and it sounded as if someone was hammering at the door of his flat. Slocher had not lived long in Paris. He had moved from Bruges to this cramped apartment close to the Gare du Nord station only a few months before, in order to finish his studies in medicine. He knew no one in the mouldering old building, save the garrulous concierge, and had seldom even passed a fellow tenant as he made his way up and down the tortuous spiral staircase which led to his rooms on the fourth floor. As he became more fully awake, Pieter felt a mounting sense of apprehension. The blows continued to strike the door. He had no idea who it could be, but ignoring the summons was no longer possible. Slocher got out of bed, threw on a dressing gown and made his way to the hall. Peering through the spy hole, he could at first see only the dim outline of a man. As his eyes grew more accustomed to the dark, Slocher was able to make out more of the man's features. Such was the person's appearance that he hesitated before unlocking the door. Pieter had encountered a few patients, badly disfigured by their illness.